Good Morning, Friends, Volume 1, a collection of weekly radio messages by R.J. Rushdoony. Narrated by Jeremy Walker. Produced with permission by the Chalcedon Foundation. Chapter 11, The Priestly Office of Christ, November 9, 1954. Good morning, friends. A few weeks ago, we began an examination of the work of Christ as mediator between God and man. We saw that Christ was and is our mediator, quote, in the estate both of his humiliation and exaltation, unquote, as prophet, priest, and king. This morning, we shall consider Christ as our great high priest. First of all, what was a priest? A priest was man's representative with God, a man who approached God by means of sacrifice in order to make intercession for his people. He was the people's representative, or ambassador, so to speak, to God. He was therefore the exact opposite of a prophet. A prophet was God's representative to man, a priest, man's representative to God. The work of the priest was twofold. First, to offer sacrifice to God, and second, to make intercession with God for man. Sacrifice was therefore basic to all priestly function. A sizable portion of the Bible is exclusively concerned with sacrifice, and none of it is truly understandable apart from sacrifice. First of all, there is no worship without sacrifice. What we sacrifice to and what we sacrifice for, that is our true God. If we sacrifice primarily for our own sakes and for our objectives, then we are our own little gods. There is no worship without sacrifice, and sacrifice indicates the nature and area of our faith in life. Second, God cannot be approached except by sacrifice. The sacrifice with which we must approach Him is ourselves, but anything other than an unblemished and pure sacrifice is an offense to God. The only sacrifice acceptable to Him is a holy one. Man cannot offer himself as a sacrifice to God because he is unclean and sinful. Moreover, because we are by nature sinful, and our basic worship is a worship of ourselves, our will, and our wishes, we are under God's condemnation and judicial sentence of death. But God, in His mercy, provides a way out for us by giving us both a perfect priest and a perfect sacrifice, even Jesus Christ, who as our great high priest offered Himself as an unblemished sacrifice to God. God was approached in sacrifice through the Old Testament ritual, which typified Christ, and now and to the end of time, by Jesus Christ, our High Priest. As members of Jesus Christ, we stand in the presence of God, innocent because He is innocent, righteous because He is righteous, just because He is just. When we, by faith, become members of His mystical body, we have His nature imputed to us in justification and given to us progressively in sanctification. Third, because we are now members of Jesus Christ, we are able to make an acceptable sacrifice of ourselves through Him. We present our bodies as a living sacrifice to God and ask Him to destroy our nature and make His nature all in all in us. Thus, sacrifice and atonement constituted the first work of Christ as priest. His second task is as intercessor. Christ daily intercedes for us with God. By mediating our prayers and needs, God the Son pleads our cause with God, while God the Holy Spirit pleads God's cause with us. See Burkhoff, page 401. Even as the Holy Spirit keeps us ever mindful of God's claims on us and His requirements, so Christ intercedes with us with God. In Christ's intercessory prayers in the New Testament, we see Him praying for the elect who have not yet come to Him to be brought to a state of grace, for the daily forgiveness of sins for His people, for their protection from temptation, for their sanctification, for their closer walk with God, for their daily needs, and for their final and perfect inheritance in heaven. This is the glorious fact of the priestly office of Christ. It means that we who by faith are members of His mystical body have a voice in the very heart and mind of God, an efficacious voice who, quote, ever liveth to make intercession for us, unquote, Hebrews 7:25. In the words of the Westminster Larger Catechism, Question 44. How doth Christ execute the office of a priest? Answer. Christ executeth the office of a priest in his once offering himself a sacrifice without spot to God, to be a reconciliation for the sins of his people, and in making continual intercession for them.